experts and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
To another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Each week we bring you the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you is my remit here on Intelligent Medicine. And you can be part of the conversation by calling 877-726-8255. Coming up, we're going to talk about some of the unanticipated potential side effects of all those popular weight loss drugs. The semaglutides, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, etc. But first, this recorded question from one of our listeners. Let's hear it.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a 50-year-old woman. I've got two children, 13 and 18. I'm very active and I work, and I've always encouraged and promoted healthy eating. In the house, pretty much we follow a paleo diet, and unfortunately I've just found out I've got atherosclerosis in the left arm, and I've also got, with that as a consequence, very low blood pressure, have relatively high blood pressure in the right arm, and I'm just really gutted. I'm actually quite scared. I don't want to be taking the statins. I've reduced cholesterol, which is, I don't think, excessively high at 6.5. I've reduced that down now to 5 point something using plant sterols, but I'm very concerned about what else I can be doing for my health. The unequal blood pressures probably is what troubles me the most. I would really welcome any sort of advice or a direction plan.
Okay, so this listener is obviously a Brit. And so when she says that her cholesterol is 6.5, somebody might say, oh, my goodness, that's like vanishingly low cholesterol. But that's using the metric system. The 6.5 UK style or Canadian style, I think they may use that over there as well, converts to approximately 250 stateside. In U.S. numbers. Okay, so here, this is an interesting thing. It's the phenomenon of difference in blood pressure between arms, okay? And for that reason, it is suggested that when you get your blood pressure checked, at least once in a while, you should get it checked in one arm and then the other arm, okay? And that's sometimes what I do. If I get like a weird blood pressure reading on one arm, I'll check the other. But it's not like, oh, fine, you know, I want to use the better result. If there is a big discrepancy, it suggests that there may be a problem. And here's a study. It's actually done in England at the University of Exeter. They did a meta-analysis of all the available research on this phenomenon of disparity from arm to arm, looking at 54,000 people from all over the world. And currently, there's a guideline that states that if there's a 15-point difference between the systolic from side to side, that's a concern. Because what it might mean is that maybe there's a narrowing or stiffening of the arteries, which is suggestive of the risk of a heart attack or stroke. I mean, if it's happening in your arm arteries, maybe that's a portent that your heart arteries or your carotid arteries are also afflicted. But this study suggests that the threshold should be lowered to just 10 difference from arm to arm, which might be indicative of additional risk of atherosclerosis. But on the other hand, it is not definitive that the difference means you have plaque in the arteries in your arms. There might be other reasons. There might be reasons related to your nerves. The nerve outlets in the neck determine the circulation to your hands and feet. I mean, in your hands and arms. The nerve outlets in your lower spine relate to circulatory differences in your legs from one side to the other. So it's not clear that this is a portent that you have atherosclerosis or blockage or narrowing. And so I wouldn't necessarily go with that impression and say, oh, my goodness, my cholesterol's high. I must lower it. What supplement shall I take? I would get, you know, as I mentioned last hour, I think imaging is much more definitive in terms of establishing risk for cardiovascular disease. And now we have coronary artery calcium scans. And, you know, because of, you know, if you're in the UK, maybe that's not available to the general public. Maybe you have to pay cash on the barrel head. It's not covered by the National Health Service. Even better is a coronary angiogram by CT, which can identify both hard and soft plaque. And then we can find out if indeed cholesterol is a problem, because, as I mentioned, some people with relatively high LDL cholesterol are free of atherosclerosis. And just because there's a difference in your blood pressure from one side to the other, it's a warning sign. It's a yellow light caution that you might indeed have some atherosclerosis. But by no means is it diagnostic or definitive that indeed you have plaque throughout your circulatory system. 877-726-8255 our number. Okay, so let's talk about some of these new weight loss drugs and concerns. You know, they're fantastic because they seem to work to get people to lose a lot of weight. Losing a lot of weight is associated with protection from cardiovascular disease. Originally, they were intended for diabetes, and they certainly can improve blood sugar. So congratulations, Big Pharma, we're coming up with the holy grail of scientific research on dealing with weight. On the other hand, there were some concerns, and one of those concerns was aired recently in The Lancet, one of the world's most widely cited and most widely read medical journals. It's a commentary that expresses concern that muscle loss as measured by decreases in fat-free mass. So, you know, say you lose 15 pounds. Well, you got to see what the before and after is in terms of your fat-free mass or your lean mass. And your lean mass is mostly muscle, although some of it is associated with connective tissue and internal organs. But decreases in fat-free mass can account for 25 to 39% of total weight loss over a period of 36 to 72 weeks. And they say that this rate of muscle decline is significantly higher than what is typically observed with non-pharmacological caloric restriction, a.k.a. dieting, or normal aging. Even normal aging, yeah, you're going to have sarcopenia, loss of lean muscle. You need to fight against that by consuming more protein and doing more resistance exercise, but it's an inevitable process that ultimately leads towards weakness and frailty and also to metabolic problems, because when you lose muscle, muscle is an important hedge against insulin resistance. The more muscle you have, the less likely you are to have fluctuations in blood sugar. Also, the more muscle you have, there's all kinds of important metabolic effects of muscle, the less you have, the more prone you are to inflammation. So they say that this could lead to unintended negative health consequences. Right? We knew that. So for folks who are on these weight loss drugs, it's imperative that they get adequate protein because they're going to have decreased appetite. So they say, well, I don't want to, you know, like pushing the food around the plate. You know, I'll just have a little bit of rice or I'll have a salad. No, you need protein because if you deny your body adequate protein, you're going to lose more muscle. You also need to engage in resistance training. And resistance training will accelerate the weight loss, will also attenuate your appetite. I find that after a bout of exercise, I just lose my appetite for a while. But also will help to preserve your muscle in the face of this rapid weight loss. Okay, this item is of concern, though. There's a condition called NAION. That's an acronym for non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy. And you probably haven't heard of it, right? NAION. But NAION is the second most common form of optic neuropathy and a significant cause of blindness among adults. And it's particularly associated with overweight and insulin resistance. So you might think, okay, great, take these semaglutide drugs and you'll be less prone to it. Well, it turns out, au contraire. According to a new study that shows a higher risk of NAION in patients prescribed semaglutide. Now, you might say, well, those patients are overweight, they're fat, they have insulin resistance, so of course they have a higher risk. No, they compared them to patients of similar characteristics who were prescribed other medications for diabetes or obesity. And they found a disturbing trend because there was actually a significantly higher risk of NAION for patients prescribed a semaglutide. The risk was, wow, sevenfold, according to this study, 7 to 8-fold higher risk. So they're going to have to do some careful monitoring to see if for some they don't know why this is. You kind of counterintuitive. You think, oh, you lose weight, you know, you improve your blood sugar, you have less NAION. But something about the intrinsic action of these medications may be associated with this form of vision loss, for which there are no good treatments. I mean, they use some treatments to kind of patch up the eye, but once you have NAION, you can have irretrievable vision loss. So this is a concern, and we'll keep an eye, excuse the pun, on this potentially disturbing trend. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately, for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. We have time for a recorded question. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My husband is an athlete with very normal weight, and we eat pretty healthy, very low carb. He had heaviness in his chest only 2 times while running uphill. His calcium score is 121, and the cardiologist said the blockage was all in one lower artery. And he was given various tests, CT, angiogram, echocardiogram, and lastly, a nuclear test, which he passed with no pain at the highest level the machine could go. So one cardiologist said he could take red yeast rice and plant sterols. The second cardiologist wants him to immediately take 5 milligrams of statin because he does not want to see blockage get worse and wants to lower my husband's LDL from 109 to 70. This is a really difficult decision. Can you help us try to make
sure.
a decision? Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, and then I get called upon to do second opinions like this all the time. And, you know, the reason being is because I'm, you know, kind of, I espouse intelligent medicine, the best of both worlds. And I don't think it's a difficult decision. I think you should do an all-of-the-above approach. So let's explain what's going on here. This is a guy who experienced chest pressure on running, which I got to admit, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm going real hard, you know, climbing a hill on my bike, and, you know, I'm huffing and puffing, and I got a little, you know, sensation of breathlessness. And I, you know, when I was 35, you know, I could dismiss it as, you know, I'm just really gassed. But you have to pay attention to these symptoms when you're older. Could it really be something? So get checked out. He was found to have a calcium score of 100 and something. Now, that does not necessarily mean blockage. They throw this term around, blockage. It just means that there's some calcium there. And that type of test is incapable of pointing out whether there's blockage. The only test that really can determine that is a coronary angiogram, which he underwent. I don't know what the results of that were, whether that showed a true blockage. But my hunch is that he may not have blockage. The reason being is that he went all out on a nuclear stress test, and there were no changes. So that suggests that what he experienced while running or whatever he's doing, exerting himself uphill, was not a symptom of blockage. It was just that he was gassed. He was out of breath. You know, maybe he's a little older. Maybe this is not, you know, this presents an extraordinary challenge for him. But notwithstanding, he does have a plaque score, and I think that's a relatively low plaque score, but it's not to be ignored. It probably should be treated with a statin and or a medication to lower cholesterol, and he should do all the other things that are important. He should be taking, you know, things that are helpful for lowering cardiovascular risk, like aged garlic extract, like vitamin K, like adequate fish oil, using things like pycnogenol or grapeseed extract to enhance circulation, and so on. So these are not mutually exclusive things, and when you take a statin, of course, you need coenzyme Q10. So the answer is, taking all of the above approach, this is not such a dire situation. It just means take some precautions, you know, lock the doors, bolt the windows, you know, turn on your burglar alarm, do the things that are reasonable precautions. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And here's a little reminder about a special offer from our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. They want you to stay healthy while keeping costs down. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples. So just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. No purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. All right, there's a little bit of a controversy going on in nutrition land, and it's about a popular electrolyte supplement called LMNT, pronounced element. It's kind of clever, LMNT, element. It is one of the more popular electrolyte packets on the market. And it's it really got a clean-looking website. They disclose the ingredients. an element, just 10 calories per serving. It comes in a little stick pack, and it contains all the things that you need, you know, if you're athletic and you sweat. It's geared towards an active audience, 200 milligrams of potassium, 1,000 milligrams of sodium. You know, look, you don't want to, if you're sedentary, you don't want that. But if you're very active and you sweat a lot, great. If you're an athlete, cyclist, runner, et cetera. And 60 milligrams of magnesium. And it's, the ingredients are listed as salt, citric acid, magnesium malate, potassium chloride, along with natural flavor and some stevia extract. So no sugar, right? Okay, this also kind of reveals the rationale for X, formerly known as Twitter, because things can get kind of blowing the whistle on Twitter. And so soon after Element boasted that it didn't have any carbohydrates or sugars, there was a post by a popular low-carb doctor. His name is Dr. Tro, T-R-O. And I follow this stuff because I follow not just politics, but I also follow nutrition on X, where Dr. Tro called out one of Element's co-founders saying, hey, you don't disclose the fact that you've got maltodextrin in your product. And so they had to admit there was just a little bit of maltodextrin in there, 4 milligrams. Now, to give you an idea what 4 milligrams is, you know, a lot of the capsules and pills you're taking are 500 milligrams. If you take a gel cap of fish oil, it may be 1,000 milligrams. So 4 milligrams is trivial. Well, okay. In past month or so, it's been revealed that Element contains upwards of 550 milligrams of maltodextrin per capsule. All right, it's a kind of a flavoring agent. It's a thickening agent. Maltodextrin, what is it? It's a chain of glucose molecules chained together. So it's kind of like you know, halfway between simple sugar and a starch. And so what's the big clamor about? Well, part of it is that it purports to be a no-carbohydrate product. And here's an interesting study about adverse effects of this carbohydrate, maltodextrin. First of all, maltodextrin also is concerning because it has effects on the microbiome. It may, according to some studies, create intestinal inflammation. So you don't really want that amount of maltodextrin, even though relatively small, in your electrolyte supplement. And they blame this on a mistake that, you know, they didn't check the formulation, that their supplier of ingredients did not reveal that there is a more substantial amount of maltodextrin in the product, in the raw material, than was disclosed. But it's an embarrassment for the Element folks. This study suggests, another study on harmful effects of maltodextrin, sucralose, a common sweetener, in this study did not alter appetite or insulin sensitivity. Okay, so it just gave you a sweet taste. Sucralose, NutraSweet, you know, is not associated with, in this study, with altering appetite or having an impact on insulin. However, when combined with a little bit of maltodextrin, it goes into overdrive. They say these findings indicate that consumption of sucralose in the presence of carbohydrate rapidly impairs glucose metabolism, rapidly, and results in longer-term decreases in brain sensitivity to sweet taste, which makes you more avid for sweets, right? Because the brain, you know, you sense, oh, I've had enough sweets, I can stop now. The combo of sucralose, a non-sugar sweetener, and this carbohydrate can create dysregulation of gut-brain control of glucose metabolism. So this is more than just a minor glitch. This is actually a concern and kind of a black eye for the folks at Element. You know, hopefully they'll rapidly do some damage control, get the maltodextrin out of their electrolyte solution. But it's very popular stuff, especially among young people and even touted by some high-profile podcasters. Not me. Here's truly excluded. All right. You've heard me say for years that NT-Factor is a breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells, and that includes your immune cells, such as your T-cells and white blood cells. You know, if your muscles are energy-dependent and your brain is energy-dependent and your heart is energy-dependent, so too is your immune system. So it's plausible that NT-Factor can contribute to a more robust and effective immune response, especially when teamed with vitamins C and D. So they now have a product, NT-Factor with vitamin D3 and K2, and you can get a bottle of C1000 with NT-Factor absolutely free. That's a BOGO offer, buy one, get one free. That's a savings of over $26 on those products, that product bundle. Just go to ntfactor.com and activate your immune system with a powerful antioxidant, vitamin C, along with vitamin D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamin C and D with NT-Factor at ntfactor.com. All right. This item is very disconcerting, and it has to do with a survey of people who use federally qualified health centers. Now, this is generally for individuals who are not of means, relatively economically disadvantaged individuals, often minorities, in areas that are underserved by health care. So they go to federally qualified health centers. They looked at individuals who attended these federally qualified health centers and who had no prior diagnosis of cognitive impairment, and they got their primary care at these federally qualified health centers. And they wanted to see what percentage of them had cognitive impairment at age 65 or older. Okay, just 65. I consider 65 relatively young. You know, it's like, oh, to be 65 again. Here's what they found, and it truly is disconcerting. 62% had mild cognitive impairment, MCI. That's the majority already at 65 and older. 12% had full-on dementia. Only 25.5% had no cognitive impairment. Only a quarter had no cognitive. So just these first. I mean, it may be conditions of poverty. It may be, urban life or poor nutrition. African-American individuals had more than double the odds of white individuals of having a diagnosis of mild cognitive impairment or dementia. They say these findings suggest that unrecognized cognitive impairment is ubiquitous among individuals from underrepresented minoritarized groups and socially vulnerable older adults, a.k.a. poor people, receiving primary care from federally qualified health centers. There is a need to develop timely, equitable, scalable, and sustainable approaches for early detection of cognitive impairment. So, I mean, this is a shame for America that and I think this represents a fairly sizable proportion of the population, that over 65s who are poor, disadvantaged, urban dwellers or perhaps rural dwellers on poor diets and with poor medical care, that there is such a high degree, the majority of individuals over 65 suffer from some form of cognitive impairment, if not dementia, full-on dementia, and only a quarter are cognitively normal. That is a scary statistic. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This forgotten corner of the American kingdom holds all the keys to the White House, and the pollsters ignore it at their peril. Find out who's really going to make the difference in election 2024 on this week's edition.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Cutting down on your screen time. That's the idea behind the Moto Unplugged from Motorola, available on the Razer and Razer Plus smartphones. Tech expert Haley Bright has more.
You go into the Moto Unplugged feature. You select how much time you want to do it. Let's say you want to do it for 30 minutes or you just want an unlimited session. And then you check which essential apps and contacts you want to be able to use during that time. So let's say it's during like a work day. I might go, hey, I want to access my email. I want to access Microsoft Teams and that's it. So then the only things I can actually see on my phone while I'm unplugged are Microsoft Teams and email. I literally can't see anything else. And you have to enter a password to end your session. So you have to really think now, do I want to end my session and scroll social media or interact with my phone, or do I want to stay unplugged?
Check out Moto Unplugged at the Google Play Store, available for the Motorola Razr.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
The left keeps preaching for equality if Kamala's elected. But is this a dystopian America?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The idea that we're all supposed to end up in the exact same place, even after working much harder than they are, that's like a dystopian Kurt Vonnegut novel.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Time for another of our recorded phone calls from 877-726-8255. Let's hear it.
I have a question on how much vitamin D should a person in a six-year remission with Hodgkin's lymphoma take per day. And I was told today by a PA that taking collagen to help your joints and skin, everything, is a myth because your body makes its own collagen. And answers to these would be great. Thank you very much. Bye.
Oh, okay, great. Yes, there is a connection between vitamin D levels and the prognosis for people with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it's important for patients with Hodgkin's disease and lymphoma in general to have adequate levels of vitamin D because here's just one study in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. They found that pretreatment vitamin D deficiency was associated with significantly poorer progression-free and overall survival in patients receiving treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma. Low levels and even insufficient levels were associated with poor outcomes. And so I would recommend that you take adequate vitamin D. See, it's not a one-size-fits-all to achieve optimal vitamin D levels. Some people achieve vitamin D levels that are good with 1,000 or 2,000 a day. Others may require 5,000 or even more per day. So I would begin taking 5,000, and after about 3 months or so, I would check your levels. And I would shoot, you know, for a patient of mine, I would shoot for a level of 60 or 70, even as high as 80, perhaps not over 100 because that's the threshold for toxicity. But however much it takes to achieve high normal levels would be a hedge against recurrence of Hodgkin's disease. And congratulations that he's in remission. Okay, so is taking collagen a myth because your body makes its own? I don't believe that's the case. I mean, the same argument could be made for certain vitamins that, you know, may be synthesized in the body. I mean, there's some evidence that there's synthesis of some vitamins in the body, and so you don't need to take them. Well, you do need to take them. They are essential. Same thing goes for something that's optional, like creatine. Is there a role for creatine, even though your body makes creatine? Well, I take additional creatine every day because I believe it supports muscle metabolism, and also it may have a role for the brain, and its levels decline as you age. So taking it is a reasonable anti-aging strategy. Same thing with collagen. Collagen production declines as you age, and taking additional oral collagen has been shown to have a benefit for skin, hair, nails, as well as joints and all the connective tissue in your body, including, I might add, the connective tissue in your arteries. I mean, we tend to overlook that fact, is that connective tissue lines your arteries, and to the extent that collagen declines, the elasticity of your blood vessels may decline. So, yeah, I think there is a role for collagen. You know, I think that this speaks to the woeful miseducation or lack thereof around the field of nutrition for health practitioners. And, you know, one of the things I'm working on is with my alma mater, my medical school, is to, and I just talked to some med students there about ways of enhancing nutrition education my school, Albert Einstein College of Medicine, and they're gung ho. They crave that information. It's important lifestyle medication, lifestyle medicine that can really make America healthy again. To use a well-worn phrase. Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Well, I believe in this product. It's MitoPure. I use it daily in my shakes or on fruit as a powder. It's the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure works on mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. And as we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. I've reviewed it, and I find it credible. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A, and since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. This item is quite an interesting study. It's a study from China, and it's about dry eye, real common problem. You know, it affects a high percentage of people, and they use sometimes powerful drugs, immunosuppressant drugs, to treat it. Expensive drugs, drugs with side effects. This study looked at the effects of laughter versus an active treatment, which is hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is a moisturizing agent, and it can be helpful for dry eye. So the control was not a placebo. It was an active ingredient, something that does work on dry eye. And so I just don't know how they set up this research, but they got a group of volunteers to laugh 30 times per five-minute session. And they had to vocalize the phrases, this is from Chinese, he, 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 ha, 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 cheese, cheese, cheek, 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 ha, 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 30 times per five-minute session. And it got them to laugh. And what they found is it increased the secretions of tears that helped to alleviate dry eye in a way comparable to sodium hyaluronic acid. So there you have it. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. Check out drhoffman.com for all things intelligent medicine. Have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract formulas are available at natural health retailers.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. More than 72 million early ballots have been cast in the presidential election. The total reflects both mail-in and in-person voting in states nationwide. Political analysts say early voting could prove decisive, with the number of ballots cast by new voters in 2024 setting records in many states. In North Carolina, President Trump says he will fix the two main problems facing America if he is elected.
As we rescue our economy, I will also restore our borders. Again, I believe the borders are the single biggest problem that this country's had in 100 years.
Wisconsin is the smallest prize among the Blue Wall states, but it's seen as a critically important state for both presidential candidates.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris held dueling rallies here in Wisconsin on Friday, and now it's up to the voters to decide. Once again, the race is razor tight for the state's 10 electoral votes. Four of the past six presidential elections in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a point, or fewer than 23,000 votes. All of the battlegrounds are important to both candidates, but winning here in the upper Midwest is especially critical for Harris. Her clearest path to reaching 270 electoral college votes is winning Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. On the Blue Wall States Tour, Greg Clugston, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is under fire for calling New Yorkers who vote for President Trump or Republican candidates who support him anti-American and anti-women. Hochul made the comments Saturday on MSNBC. Republican Party Chair Ed Cox said the governor smeared at least one half of American voters. Former New York Democrat Congressman Max Rose said it's never a good thing to identify a large segment of voters as un-American. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo has been referred for criminal prosecution. More from Bernie Bennett.
New York's former Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo has officially been referred for criminal prosecution after a lengthy congressional investigation into his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and his decision to force nursing homes to take in sick patients, resulting in thousands of deaths. Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic Chairman Brad Wenstrup released a statement about the referral, which was submitted to the Department of Justice. He writes, quote, Andrew Cuomo has repeatedly lied to Congress, and he must be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. In the criminal referral, lawmakers argue that Cuomo made, quote, a conscious, calculated effort to insulate himself from accountability. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A member of the Federal Communications Commission took to X regarding Kamala Harris's appearance on SNL over the weekend. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr said the appearance violates equal time rules that regulate political programming. He called the appearance biased and partisan conduct. News and analysis at townhall.com. Pepsi says it will close four bottling plants around the country.
Nearly 400 workers will be laid off as part of its efforts to streamline its operations. PepsiCo said the closures will be in Cincinnati, Chicago, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and in Atlanta. The Chicago plant is the only one that will fully close. Sales, delivery, and warehouse functions will continue at the other three locations. Earlier this month, PepsiCo said its North American beverage sales fell 3% in the third quarter as consumers pull back on buying its drinks and snacks. John Scott reporting.
Video showing police beating college football fans in Florida is circulating online. A couple of fans got into a fight at the Florida-Georgia game, which ended up with police getting involved and allegedly beating the two men. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Professional Standards Division released a statement saying they've opened an administrative review of the incident. It's unknown if anyone was arrested, charged, or injured. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Or a senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. Don't forget, the mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And we have a great program on tap. It's me, myself, and I today. So, sorry, you're stuck with me today. No special guest in studio. But let me tell you what, I'm going to cover some really, really good information, so hang on to your hat. This might be a fire hose kind of a show here. There's a lot to talk about. So I have heard way, and I mean way, too many times from someone, you know, just out in the community that really and truly demonstrate that they have no idea what they're talking about. When we're talking about the term Medicaid and we talk about going to see an elder law attorney to do the division of assets, where the goal there is to try to protect as much of the asset base as possible for the at-home or the community spouse, and then get the, and I hate the term, it's the legal term, the institutionalized spouse or the spouse needing long-term care, get them to qualify for Medicaid as soon as possible. So with that as the context, I've heard this way too many times. Well, you're just trying to have the taxpayers pay for the nursing home cost when you go to that elder law attorney, and that's just not fair. That's not right. I don't want to pay for your nursing home. Right. They're just kind of whining and complaining. And I'm like, wow, you need to understand how this works, because with any ethical and quality and experienced elder law attorney, that's not what this is about. It's not about just trying to, quote unquote, have the taxpayers pay for the long-term care costs for the spouse needing that nursing home level of care, that medical level of care. It's about protecting the community spouse, the at-home spouse, protecting their ability to continue to live independently and continue to pay their bills and their taxes and their electricity and gas bills and their car repairs and buy food and all the stuff. So the law was written to do a division of assets so that the at-home spouse does not become impoverished due to the high cost of care for the, again, institutionalized spouse. That's what it says in the law. And, again, I don't like that term. But the bottom line is this opportunity exists so that you don't have two people completely broke, right? Again, so that the at-home spouse does not become impoverished due to the high cost of care for the spouse needing the long-term care level of care. I don't know how many times I've heard that. I'm just like, oh boy, okay, we need to talk about that. And I've heard that a million times. So I just wanted to spend some time today talking about the division of assets. And that's when you have a married couple and one spouse needs long-term care. They need a lot of care. And the other spouse is doing fine. They're living independently at home. So back in the day, guess what people used to do just to try to protect half of their asset base? You got it. They would get a divorce. You take half, I'll take half. So that at least I have half of our stuff. And Congress said, you know what, this is the United States of America. That is ridiculous to make somebody go through a divorce just to protect your money, half of your asset base. Why don't we create a law that allows you to do that on paper without getting a divorce? How about that? So, again, there's a legal opportunity to do the division of assets. And let me say this, a lot of well-intentioned people working in long-term care communities all across the country, they'll offer to do this for you. We can help you fill out that Medicaid application, no problem. And you know what? Sometimes that might not be a bad idea. I can think of some circumstances where that would probably be okay. However, as well-intentioned as it may be, if you are a married couple, if you have his assets, her assets, joint assets, you have a house, you have investments, all of that, I would never let anyone touch that other than a qualified, experienced elder law attorney. They will do it right. And I'll tell you what, it's the best money you will ever spend in your lifetime. Okay, I can tell you that. Get a qualified, sharp elder law attorney who is ethical, who's not just trying to protect the assets so that Junior can go buy a boat next year or next week or next month, whenever. And I'm sure there are some out there that might do that. Okay, but the vast majority of attorneys, especially the attorneys I know, would never do that. They're not interested. They're not worried about Junior buying a boat. What they're concerned about is the at-home spouse's ability to remain independent at home and continue to pay their own bills. That's what they're worried about. That's the concern. So when you divide the assets, first of all, you have exempt assets. So take off the table right away. The house, the car, all the stuff in your house. We are primarily looking at liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, those sort of things. And each state has a little different interpretation, maybe a little different wrinkle. But most of them are very, very similar. The maximum the at-home spouse can keep right now is $154,140. That's the max. Now, that's liquid assets, okay? So that means that the couple together can have $308,280. And then you divide that in half, that's where you get the 154 or 140. Now, well, Steve, what if we have 500,000? Okay, you can have, the number doesn't matter. You would spend your money down to that $308,000 kind of trigger, and then you can divide it in half. So the purpose of the division of assets is to keep the community spouse as independent as possible and not become impoverished due to the high cost of care for the spouse needing the long-term care community. So I have a lot of people say, well, wait a minute, Steve. Now, so we do that division of assets, and, you know, we have the, in this case, you know, the $154,000 on, let's say, on mom's side. But then we have this income coming in every single month. Now, doesn't that put her over the number? And so you have to understand that this is an asset test. Your income is different, and I'll explain that here in a little bit. So your income is treated very, very differently. And your assets are your assets. Your income is your income. Okay, so coming up next, I'm going to talk about what happens to the income, what are some of the concerns, and I'll take it from there. If you want to learn more about the division of assets and elder law planning and all of those sort of things, go to NAELA.org. That's NAELA.org, National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. You can put in your zip code and find a list of full-time elder law attorneys near you. Okay, let's not forget about our Senior Care Live question of the week. When qualifying for Medicaid, the state requires you to sign over your house to the nursing home. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This forgotten corner of the American kingdom holds all the keys to the White House, and the pollsters ignore it at their peril. Find out who's really going to make the difference in election 2024 on this week's edition.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be,
no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The left keeps preaching for equality if Kamala's elected, but is this a dystopian America? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The idea that we're all supposed to end up in the exact same place, even after working much harder than they are, that's like a dystopian Kurt Vonnegut novel. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When qualifying for Medicaid, the state requires you to sign over your house to the nursing home. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false, unequivocally. False, not true. The house is considered an exempt asset, and you can hang on to the house. You do not have to sign it over to anyone, no matter what, who tells you that. If someone says, well, you're going to have to sign over your house before we can take you into our nursing home, here's what they've just said. They have just very clearly demonstrate they have no clue what they're talking about. Run, don't walk. They're not in the business of taking your house. You think they're not in the real estate business. They don't want your house. Okay, they're in the business of caring for people. That's what they do. All right, so back to our discussion on Medicaid. When you do a division of assets, you're not just trying to, quote-unquote, push that expense off on the taxpayers. What you're trying to do is you're protecting the at-home or community spouse, protecting their ability to remain independent and not become impoverished due to the high cost of care. So let's talk about, so we talked about the assets. I think I kind of beat that to death. Let's talk about the income. And this is a major, major issue relative to the household income and the spouse that would still be living there independently at home. You know, my dear friend Bill Hammond, may he rest in peace, he used to tell me that he believed that this was a women's issue primarily because in that generation, usually the males were out, you know, working the full-time job and the career and all that. And what did the ladies do? They stayed home. They raised their family. And then they would start their career. So when they retired, typically the men had a higher Social Security, maybe pension, like higher income than the ladies did. And that's a kind of a generational thing. I don't think that would happen today. A lot more evened up and balanced out. But in this generation, that is true. So let's say his income is $3,000. And let's say that the husband is the one that will need long-term care. So his income is $3,000 a month. And her income is $1,800 a month. I'm just making up some numbers here. So they have a total household income of $4,800. Well, guess what happens when he moves to the nursing home? He goes to the nursing home, and his income goes with him to the nursing home. Let me say that again. when he moves to the nursing home, his income also moves with him. It follows him to the long-term care community. So in this example, does that mean that the wife at home is left with only $1,800 a month? Because when he moves, his income moves with him? Not exactly. In fact, in this example, the answer is no. Because according to the rules, and this gets a little complicated, the minimum amount that the at-home spouse can keep, and I'm just going to use in the state of Kansas, is $2,555. Now, depending on which state you live in, that could be upwards of $3,854. So like I said, Medicaid is an umbrella. It's a federal giant pool of money that is distributed to each state. So each state could have a slightly different wrinkle here. But in Kansas, $2,555. So she keeps her income of $1,800, plus she would keep $755 a month of his income to get her up to that $2,555 a month. So that sounds not as bad as $1,800, but look what just happened. Their household income overnight went from $4,800 a month, and it dropped overnight to $2,555 a month. That's a decrease of $2,245 a month. That's a 47% decrease. Now, how many of us could withstand a 47% decrease in our household income? I'm not raising my hand. Our producer, Sean, he's not raising his hand. No one's raising their hand. I don't know of anyone who could withstand a 47% decrease in their household monthly income. This is why you do a division of assets and execute an asset protection plan. This is why you work with an experienced elder law attorney to protect as much of that asset base as possible, so the community spouse can continue to live independently. And there's one pretty common way to do that. So in that example, make sure I got my numbers right here. In this example, on his side of the ledger, so to speak, we're going to spend down $154,000. On his side. What an elder law attorney could do is invest the majority of that money into a SPIA, a single premium immediate annuity. Now, this is a special annuity contract written per the laws of the state you live in. An elder law attorney has to execute this. You can't just go and buy one of these off the shelf. But what they would do is they would invest that money in a single premium immediate annuity and turn that into income for the at-home spouse. The income for the community spouse is untouchable. They keep all of their income. So what you've done in that situation is you've turned in the amount of assets that he has to spend down into an income for the community spouse. It's all perfectly legal. It's all perfectly above board. Our laws state that you can do this. And then that helps protect the community spouse and allows them to live independently, while at the same time the spouse needing the care can qualify for Medicaid and have the majority of their cost paid for by the Medicaid program. It's as easy as that. If you want to look into that for yourself, I would encourage you to go to naela.org to find a qualified and experienced quality elder law firm near you. With that, I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. I heard some more stuff. So here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So... I'm hearing more very interesting things in the marketplace about the free referral services. And I've shared quite a bit of information on the program previously, just, you know, now and then. And I share these things with you because otherwise you will never, ever hear about any of this stuff, ever. And I think it's important that you know what's going on. I think it's important that you know the truth and some of the things that happen behind the scenes, again, that it's never spoken of and you would never hear about it otherwise. Remember the mission of Senior Care Live: to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. Okay, so remember in a previous consumer alert, I shared with you that with these free referral services, they're now saying the quiet part out loud, admitting that, oh, we don't take our clients to that particular community because they're not willing to pay us commissions. Now they're just saying the stuff out loud. It used to be very secretive now. And so they're just getting so confident and so sometimes arrogant, frankly, that they don't think it matters anymore. And again, I'm going to expose all of this every single time. So earlier this week, I toured a senior care community, and the representative there shared a story with me. So that person said, we'll always provide a tour of our community to anyone who is interested. And then if that person wants to move in and become a resident, and that would include anyone from some of these free referral services, okay? So if they give a tour with one of the free referral service representatives and a family or a potential resident, and then if that person wants to, if they choose that this particular community and they move in, then this community will get a phone call from the free referral service wanting their 100% of the first month charges as their commission. So this representative informed me they are not willing to pay to play. They are not paying the exorbitant fees charged by these free referral services, or some of these placement services. So these fine folks from the free referral services just expect the communities to pay them regardless of whether or not they have a contract with them. we're going to just take them anywhere, and when our client chooses you, we expect the first month's cost. So to put that in perspective, that's a check for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. In my opinion, that's very presumptuous of them, I would say. And they got told no because no is no. We don't pay those things. Earlier this week, I was meeting with another community with my clients, and the representative looked at me and said, wait, Steve, this person is in our database from 6 months ago. So, and they said this right in front of the family. So we'll have to pay them the referral fee of $5,000. And I said, well, they're with me, And our tour today has nothing to do with that free referral service contact from months ago. But hey, that's fine. It doesn't matter to me. If you want to pay them literally for nothing, go ahead and do that. You know, and the representative looked a little confused by that. So then, a little while later, the representative circled back with me and said, hey, I just wanted you to know because, I mean, we'll have to pay them from being contacted and just having a name in the database. They didn't visit. They didn't talk with anyone in the community. They just had their name in a database. But we're going to have to pay them, and we can't pay you, too. And I said, I think you've forgotten about my business model. So I explained it, and the representative said, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's right. That's right. We don't owe you anything when you come in with your clients. You don't have your hand out wanting a kickback. I reminded this representative that Senior Care Consulting offers a placement service with integrity. And we do not receive kickbacks, not a penny, from any provider ever. Ever. Not a penny. I also said that if you're paid by the place you recommend, in my opinion, that's a gross conflict of interest. And you just lost all your credibility to me, and that's my opinion. So then the representative went on to share. They also said they worked with another free referral service out there, and they wanted their money. They wanted that commission or that kickback, $5,000, $6,000. However you want to say that. And the community said that they already had, just like my situation, they already had that person's name in their system, again, from another free referral service. And the community is obligated to pay the first free referral service. So you know what the second free referral service said? Hey, well, just don't tell them about it. Just don't tell them. Pay me. Just don't tell them about it. Right? So with some of the free referral services, once you speak with them, they literally own you. They own your name. They own your information. And if you show up in one of their contracted communities, even months later, they get paid no matter what. They own you. They own your name. They own your information. I mean, that's kind of crazy to me. But they do. And they have a grip on this industry somehow. Now you have the free referral services fighting over who gets their several thousand dollar kickback. And in my opinion, that's terrible. In my opinion, that's just absolutely awful. And when I hear from someone, but Steve, they're free. I just kind of shake my head. They're not free. They're far from free. They're making a fortune off of you and your name. And you have to wonder, what is this free service actually costing you? I mean, here's a question. If you choose to work with one of the free referral services, you have to ask yourself this question. Did they take you to the best place available, or did they take you to the place where they get the highest commission? Some light bulbs just went off. I can see it. I can feel it. Think about it. Did they really take you to the best place available, or did they lead you to the place where they get paid the highest commission? If you choose to work with one of these free referral services, you will always, always have that question. It is a built-in conflict of interest. But so many times, all you hear is the word free. And free is a powerful, powerful word. And I think the worse the economy is, the more powerful the word free becomes. But let me tell you, there's a cost to these services, and they're absolutely not free at all.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
So I was talking to this with one of my clients. It's been a couple of years ago. Really cool guy. And I explained how all this stuff works because he was asking me a lot of really good questions. And he says, Steve, you know, that's we didn't like the idea of that. That's why we're contacting you. We know that you and Senior Care Consulting, you work for us. You don't take kickbacks. There are no conflicts of interest. We love that. And then he kind of lit up. He goes, what I just realized is that we are the product. The people are the product. And they don't care where you choose as long as it's on their list and they generate their commission. I thought that was an interesting observation and realization from him. Coming up next, I'm going to contrast Senior Care Consulting and the services that we offer, a placement service with integrity. I'll contrast that with the grossly conflicted free referral services.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This forgotten corner of the American kingdom holds all the keys to the White House, and the pollsters ignore it at their peril. Find out who's really going to make the difference in election 2024 on this week's edition.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. So when it comes to cyber threats, who's most at risk?
Many years ago, it was the largest enterprises, banking, and large corporations that felt the heat of cyber attacks. But now, attacks are coming at all levels, and all industries have potential to be victimized.
That's Michael Castro, CEO and founder of RiskAware, experts in cybersecurity. And what are the hackers after?
Hackers are looking to extort or steal something that is valuable to that company and turn it into money. And you can imagine that every organization has something of value that would be bad for them if they were to lose access to it.
If it's time to beef up your cybersecurity, check out riskaware.io. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
The left keeps preaching for equality if Kamala's elected. But is this a dystopian America? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The idea that we're all supposed to end up in the exact same place, even after working much harder than they are, that's like a dystopian Kurt Vonnegut novel. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I talked about the free referral services, the built-in conflict of interest. Now we're fighting over commissions. We're taking people to places who are not on our list, who are not, you know, the business partner, but still expecting them to write you a big fat check. And they're like, no, we don't do that. So guess what? What you'll hear next, what I shared with you about a month ago. Well, we don't go to that place because they don't pay us our commission. So, it's all, I just can't believe any of it's even working. But I think the one thing I just keep coming back to is free is a powerful word. So, I'm just trying to educate you on the differences here. I have a commercial going right now. I called it quid pro quo. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. It's a transactional relationship. I'll recommend your place if you'll pay me a giant fat commission. And so, you know, I'll tell you what, that, I guess I'm just wired differently. I'm wired with honesty and transparency and integrity and ethics and morals. It never, ever crossed my mind, ever, not for even a half a second, would I consider, did I ever consider trying to charge the senior care communities a commission? Why would you do that? It doesn't make sense to me. I always thought it makes sense to work directly for the people needing assistance, just like an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional business or service provider that works for a person and helps someone through, you know, point A to point B in that particular area. That always made sense to me. And so Senior Care Consulting's business model is a reasonable flat fee for service. We work directly for you. When we research the market, we research the entire marketplace, not just a limited list, incomplete list of facilities willing to pay a giant kickback. It could not be more different. So that's the business model. Very, very, very different. Again, I like to point out, Senior Care Consulting, we offer a placement service with integrity. And, you know, a long time ago, I helped my grandparents through their transition from their home to a senior care community. And I was formerly an administrator of nursing homes, executive director of assisted living communities. So I think I looked at this differently than I think most people. And when I went out doing that search for my own grandparents, I tried to be objective as I could be. And that's tough when it's your own family members. But I tried my best. I took off my grandson glasses and I put on my administrator glasses. And when I went out and I checked out some places, I had a lot of questions for them or of them. Again, from an administrator's perspective. So these were questions that no one had ever asked them before. And they looked at me like, wow, that's an excellent question. Are you in the business? I'm like, well, yeah, I am. And they're like, wow, that's a really good question. Well, let's talk about that. So I got that reaction all the time. And through that screening process, seeing everything that we needed to see, asking a lot of really, really good questions. Frankly, questions that most of my clients would never even know to ask or wouldn't think of asking. Okay, so through that process, I found the best place available for my own grandparents. And they got very good care for the last couple of years of their lives in this particular senior care community. So all of that led to senior care consulting. In the very short overview of the process, we offer a free consultation. We talk to lots and lots of folks about this, and if they would like to move forward, we have a meeting. It doesn't take too long. We ask a lot of questions. So we conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment. We ask a lot of questions about the person needing placement, needing the care. That answers, you know, what level of care do we need, what type of care, payment method, location, personal preferences and needs, and it answers a lot more questions than that. And then now we have a detailed description of exactly what we're looking for. Then the next step is we research the entire marketplace, and we identify our top options for our clients. And then we'll go out and we'll take a look. We'll take a tour. We'll meet some people. We'll visit with them. We'll share our story. They can share their story. We see everything we need to see. I ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information, and the whole process. I mean, we're done by 1 o'clock. Just a few hours of your time and you're done. Let me put that in perspective. Over all these years, from the people who were doing their homework, they really wanted to get this right, and they're running around looking at all these places. People on average are spending 50 to 100 hours through the search and selection process. My clients are done in about 3 or 4 hours. They're done. So it's a huge time saver. But the conclusion of the process is I produce a report that has that wealth of information on the top places available so that now you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. I like to say that we help our clients make one of the most important decisions that they could ever make. We take that very, very seriously, and we're honored that people trust us to walk alongside of them through this process, through this journey. This is deeply personal, and this is so important. It's unbelievably important, and I'm honored to help our clients through that. If this is resonating with you, if you're like, you know what, this makes a lot of sense. You want to reach out for a free consultation, give us a call at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. You can also visit online. It's a really good website, seniorcareconsulting.com. And guess what? I have more and more and more people who are calling me, and they say, hey, Steve, full transparency, we called blah, 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 one of the free referral services. We are not impressed at all. That's not working for us. We want to work with you. We know that you have our best interest at heart. We feel very comfortable that you will help us get through this and find the right place and the best place. So even if you've already worked with one of the free referral services...
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Speaking at a campaign rally in Kinston, North Carolina Sunday, former President Trump vowed to tackle the nation's problems if reelected.
With your vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into your country. Your country is under siege. We have criminals of all variety, murderers, drug dealers.
President Trump spoke of the assassination attempts on his life, saying it all comes down to Tuesday's election.
I put everything on the line for you, and including my life itself. I mean, in all fairness, I don't talk about it, but I did. And I need you to do one thing. We don't want your money. I don't want any money. I don't want anything. We don't want. All we want is one simple thing. Get out on Tuesday.
Cleanup is underway after several tornadoes touched down in the Oklahoma City area early Sunday. Six people were taken to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Angry crowds awaited the King Sunday in the epicenter of Spain's flooding.
A crowd of angry survivors of Spain's floods tossed mud and shouted insults at Spain's king and government officials when they made their first visit to one of the hardest-hit towns. Government officials accompanied the monarch, who tried to talk to locals while others shouted at him in Paiporta, an outskirt of Valencia city that has been devastated by the floods. Police had to step in with officers on horseback to keep back the crowd of several dozens, with throwing mud and shouting, get out, and killers, among other insults. After being forced to seek protection from the mud, the king remained calm and made several efforts to speak to individual residents. Over 200 people have died from Tuesday's floods, and thousands have had their homes destroyed by the wall of water and mud. I'm Karen Chammer.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Tourism officials on Florida's Gulf Coast say one of the ways concerned people can help the area recover is to visit as tourists.
The plea comes even though some beaches are still closed to the public and debris is still piled next to streets from recent hurricanes Helene and Milton. The Tourism Promotion Agency for the St. Petersburg Clearwater area says that 80% of hotels and businesses are open for business. This even though cleanup and recovery continues.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Helene made landfall as a Category 4 storm in Florida's Big Bend region last month. Milton made landfall earlier this month as a Category 3 on a barrier island in Sarasota County. Some beaches are still closed to the public, debris still piled next to streets. The Tourism Promotion Agency for the St. Petersburg Clearwater area says 80% of hotels and businesses are open for business. News and analysis at townhall.com. The results of a drug trial involving a new schizophrenia drug have been released, with some positive results.
However, many dropped out of the research. Schizophrenia is a severe mental illness that can cause people to hear voices, feel paranoid, and withdraw from others. Bristol Myers Squibb's Cobenfy was approved by the FDA in September. There's been great hope among doctors because the drug acts in the brain differently from other schizophrenia medicines. The latest results presented at a medical meeting in Boston come from 2-year-long studies. John Scott reporting.
Nearly $1 billion has been spent on political ads in the last week. Data from the ad tracking firm Ad Impact shows $994 million was spent on political ads during the 7-day span alone. Various groups are expected to spend another $300 million in advertising between now and Election Day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine across radio stations all over the United States, also available to you eventually as a podcast. We got lots to talk about. 877-726-8255 is our number, and that number entitles you to pose a question or share a comment. It is available to you 24/7, 365, so some people who call during the week will be taking their recorded questions. We've got a lot of great questions lined up for you today already. 877-726-8255 if you're listening during the program and you'd like to call in. We have some great stories to share with you this week. As usual, lots happening on the health front. Interesting story on the unanticipated side effects of these remarkable new weight loss drugs, drugs that help you shed 10, 15, 20% of your body weight. There's some new issues coming up around those. Also, pizza in Wisconsin has sickened dozens and sent many individuals to the emergency room. What could be going on? Daylight savings time is over this week, and we'll take a look at some of the health consequences of changes in daylight savings time. Also, a novel low-cost solution. In fact, it's a free solution for the common problem of dry eye. And lots more, including your questions, 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go. And let's talk about cholesterol and the use of drugs to lower cholesterol. We are in the grips of cholesterol mania because it is currently recommended that a very high percentage, in fact, the majority of adults, should be taking cholesterol-lowering medications. And I saw the evidence of this at my recent high school reunion. It was the 55th reunion, so folks are now in their 70s. And when I talked to some of my friends, virtually the majority of them are on cholesterol-lowering medications, also blood pressure medications, very common. And so what's up with that? Recently, I underwent a study which I've talked about here on Intelligent Medicine. It's a CT scan sometimes referred to as a CAC, a coronary artery calcification scan, which is a low-dose CT scan. It's not invasive. You slide down, you go in the donut, and they take a quick picture of your heart arteries, and they report on whether there's calcification. And I was pleased to find that I was in my mid-60s a few years back, and I had a score of zero, which is good. It means that in spite of the fact that I have a relatively high LDL, it's not super high, but it is higher than what is considered ideal, I am not a very likely target for enjoying some kind of protection from taking a statin drug, even though some people think virtually everyone, every adult, almost regardless of what their cholesterol is, they stand to benefit from cholesterol reduction. But it is correctly pointed out that this CAC scan is something that looks for hard plaque or calcified plaque, and there is a possibility, although a small possibility, that even someone with a zero score has something called soft plaque. And in a way, soft plaque is worse than hard plaque because hard plaque is kind of like spackle. It adheres to the arterial wall. It may be the body's way of walling off inflammation, or sticky soft plaque that can attract platelets and cause blood clots, which ultimately lead to heart attacks and strokes. And so the argument is, well, even if you have a zero, you're still at risk. So don't be a fool's paradise. So I'm looking here at a study that speaks precisely to this issue. The title of the study, it was done a couple of years ago, Association of Coronary Plaque with Low-Density Lipoprotein Cholesterol Levels, that's LDL cholesterol, the so-called bad cholesterol, and rates of cardiovascular disease events among symptomatic adults. Okay? So in the study, they point out in their introduction that U.S. and European guidelines for the management of dyslipidemias, dyslipidemias means various forms of high cholesterol, high triglycerides, bad LDL cholesterol, low HDL cholesterol. This would be a dyslipidemia. Guidelines provide strong recommendations for treating all patients with severe hypercholesterolemia. That would be low-density lipoprotein cholesterol greater than 190, which is admittedly high, minus about, I don't know, on a good day it might be 110. These numbers fluctuate. It might be as high as 135. That is considered a little high. Ideally, they want it less than 100 these days. Specifically, the 2019 guidelines in Europe classify patients with LDL greater than 190 as high risk with an LDL treatment goal of less than 70. So they really want to slash that LDL. So to do that, you need not just statin drugs. Statin drugs won't get you that far. You need some of these new PCSK9 inhibitors drugs like ezetimibe. And so these expensive drugs are not being utilized just to lower cholesterol, even in individuals who've not had a heart attack or evidence of heart disease. So one way of stratifying risk is to not just look at your cholesterol numbers, but to look in your arteries. And a couple of ways of doing that. One is with a coronary artery calcium scan, which is relatively cheap, fast, low radiation, looks for hard plaque, misses soft plaque. But another test that's coming into its own is a CT scan, which involves injection of some dye into the coronary arteries. It's a little more invasive. It's called coronary CT angiography, okay? And, you know, a little more expensive test. Some people are doing it. You can find the soft plaque as well as the hard plaque, and it distinguishes among them. All right. So they did a study, and they looked at levels of LDL cholesterol, and they correlated it with how much plaque they found, both using both methods, using the method that just screens for hard plaque versus the method that looks for hard plaque and soft plaque. Here's what they found. Across all LDL levels, absence of coronary artery calcium was a prevalent finding in patients with LDL levels of 190 or more. 46% of them had no coronary artery calcium. They also, very few of them, although a few of them did have some soft plaque, a very high percentage of people with that high LDL had no detectable hard plaque or soft plaque. So in all the LDL groups, absence of coronary artery calcium was associated with low rates of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease and death. How low? Just 6.3 per 1,000 person years. Obviously, a person doesn't live for 1,000 years, but say 100 people, they look at them over 10 years, that's 1,000 person years. And if you look at 100 people over 10 years, there still would only be 6.3 deaths associated with cardiovascular disease. That is a very low rate. What they conclude is that, kind of interesting, and this is something that I've discovered, is, you know, people come in, and often the question is, you know, I have a high LDL cholesterol, doctor wants me on a statin. So I say, fine, maybe you need a statin, because maybe you have a ton of plaque. We do the test, and in some cases we find, oh my goodness, your calcium score is 492 or 935. You have a lot of plaque. You need protection. That is a reasonable proposition. So take a statin. Take even one of these powerful new injectable drugs that lower cholesterol even more. Take a combination of these two. But for some people, remarkably frequently in my practice, especially for some reason in women, older women, sometimes have very high LDL, but virtually no plaque. So there's something we don't know about protective factors that counteract the effect of high LDL. LDL is not the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk. It is significant because some people with high LDL, they got a ton of plaque, but other factors like homocysteine, Lp(a), C-reactive protein, these and myriad other factors, insulin resistance, whether you have diabetes or prediabetes, metabolic syndrome, overweight, you're sedentary, all these factors are important, plus as yet unidentified factors, because I think there are some that we haven't come across. In our hubris, we believe we know everything in 2024. These factors protect the coronary arteries, even in the face of high LDL cholesterol. So the point being, you got a high LDL, you may or may not need a statin. It's just not a foregone conclusion that you need to lower your cholesterol merely because of high LDL, and this study proves it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells.
MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Join Tolkien's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
But now an NPU, or Neural Processing Unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/Core Ultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The left keeps preaching for equality if Kamala's elected. But is this a dystopian America?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The idea that we're all supposed to end up in the exact same place, even after working much harder than they are, that's like a dystopian Kurt Vonnegut novel.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And as I mentioned, 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office anytime you like. During the week, you can call that number and record a question. So let's hear one of our recorded calls for this week.
My brother continuously gets intense bouts of hiccups. He has been in the hospital, and there doesn't seem to be any type of solution. Can you please give some insight as far as what this may be caused from and what he can do for it? Thank you. I mean, it's horrendous.
Okay. Yeah, this is really kind of a rare circumstance where, you know, everybody gets hiccups from time to time. And there are a variety of ways to cure hiccups. You know, you can hold your breath or you can sip some water. Sometimes people say, scare the person. You know, I'm not sure that really works, but, you know, we can try that at Halloween. Or alternatively, breathe into a paper bag, you know, which is kind of rebreathing your own CO2 that may, say, send signals to your autonomic nervous system to stop having hiccups. Hiccups are involuntary contractions of the diaphragm, which is essentially the bellows that moves the lungs. It goes up and down and pulls air in, out, pushes air out, pulls air in, pushes air out. And so this condition of intractable hiccups, where you're hospitalized for them, you can't stop them, nobody can figure out what's going on, that happens to about 1 in 100,000 people. And, you know, it can be really problematic because it's very disconcerting and it can exhaust you. You won't sleep well. You may not be able to eat. You can become dehydrated. It can lead to a regular heartbeat. It's can be pretty devastating. So, you know, what do you do? What do you do when the ordinary methods like sipping ice water or biting a lemon or swallowing some granules of sugar, those home remedies don't work? Well, you can use medications, and presumably, you know, if he's been hospitalized, they've tried some of these things like muscle relaxers, like baclofen, or stronger medications that are used to treat psychiatric disorders. Not that this is a psychiatric problem, although it can be. Rarely psychiatric problems can be associated with chronic hiccups. You can use anticonvulsant drugs like Neurontin, Depakote. You can just use sedatives like Valium. You know, when these methods fail, and evidently they have for your brother, it's concerning. I don't know if there's such a thing as a way of Botoxing or paralyzing the diaphragm, at least partially paralyzed, because you totally paralyze the person can't breathe. I mean, maybe that's something that's an innovative way of dealing with it. Maybe there's some sort of electrical stimulation, say, to the vagus nerve. Vagal nerve stimulation might be a possibility here. That's worth investigating. Just look up VNS, vagal nerve stimulation for hiccups, see if that is applicable. In terms of alternative treatments, consider acupuncture. Acupuncture, you know, has some ways of coping with hiccups. Also, consider hypnosis, because it may be that by imparting a deep subconscious method to suppress the hiccups, you know, the emotional reaction that occurs when you get the hiccups, that, you know, people can exert some sort of mind control over hiccups. But, you know, it's important to just get it checked out, because it may be a sign of a serious underlying condition, which presumably with all these hospitalizations they did. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, pizza sickens dozens, and several were hospitalized in Wisconsin. You'll never guess why. This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts, and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And a mystery solved in Wisconsin as pizza sent many individuals to hospital. Dozens more were sickened. And they tried to figure out what was it about the pizza offered at famous Yeti's Pizza in Staunton, which is about 20 miles southeast of Madison, Wisconsin. Paramedics alerted health officials last Thursday that they transported five people who said that they'd gotten sick after eating pizza at the restaurant. And they, the health officials in Wisconsin received dozens of reports of people who got sick from the pizza. And as of the writing of this article, we're still taking reports. The total tally will be available in a final report. So they try to figure out what happened. And apparently, at this pizza place, Famous Yeti's Pizza, a restaurant cook ran out of oil and went into a shared commercial kitchen in the same building and borrowed a jug of oil off a shelf and said, okay, I can, thank goodness, because I can still keep up with the demand for pizza. Unfortunately, that jug of oil was from a pot dispensary and contained Delta 9, which is a form of THC, the active constituent of marijuana. Okay. So it turns out that these people got a little surprised when they got their pizza. Pizza was, in this case, an edible and was infused with THC. THC-related symptoms, of course, dizziness, elevated blood pressure, vomiting, anxiety, paranoia, and even hallucinations. And according to co-owner Cale Ryan from Famous Yeti's Pizza, he apologized. One batch of dough, which can make 60 pizzas, was contaminated, and customers who were affected, the manager says they got really stoned. They get intoxicated from the THC, so I think it's more alarming than anything to feel that way. It's basically eating an edible, but without knowing. So it could be that, you know, the amount, if ingested voluntarily, wouldn't have been such a problem, because you expect feeling weird. But you eat the pizza and you start feeling really kind of strange, you know, like Cheech and Chong kind of strange, and you might call 911. And head for your local emergency room. That's a very strange episode. What are they smoking up there in Wisconsin? 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Here we're talking about CBD, which is a constituent of hemp, but without the THC. So if you don't want to get high or disconcerting symptoms, think CBD. Well, now our friends at CB Sciences have taken it one step further. They've developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products. So there's no possibility that you're going to feel weird. But you still get a host of CBD's healthful effects. CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or if you need a little peace and calm, then you don't want to take CBD or anything that smacks of a hemp-derived product. Well, Plus Health's Peace Gummies offer a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort, which supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. When you're there, use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Check it out. All right, this time, you know, a change of seasons, and I got to say, it's a little crazy. It's a little crazy because there's a lot of excitement in the air because not only is it a change of seasons, the days are getting shorter, there's going to be a time change, it's going to get dark earlier, eventually it's going to get cold, although it's unprecedented warmth here in the Northeast where I am. So this all conspires to create anxiety. And then around the corner, the holidays. You know, you got a plan for Thanksgiving. You got a plan for Christmas. Do you have enough money to buy all the presents and, you know, pay all your bills? You know, charitable giving this time of year. Everybody's asking you for money. It creates anxiety. So there's an article here in Scientific American for November. It's about seasonal morality. And they say that the seasonal morality involves a shift in values with the time of year. You know, humans change physically. You know, our blood counts change. We become cold-adapted. Some of us gain weight, like bears or squirrels, in anticipation of hibernation. We want to eat more. We have worse cravings in the fall. So why not changes in our brains, right? So they actually did a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. 230,000 online survey responses for people in the U.S., along with some smaller groups in Canada and Australia. And they looked at the questionnaire was based on a standardized framework that social scientists use to assess people's judgments of right and wrong. So it's kind of a morality test, right? And it involves questions about loyalty, people's relationship to authority, respect for leaders and rules, and so on. And many of these principles, if adhered to, are associated with political conservatism. And it turns out there is a seasonal fluctuation. Okay? People tend to be a little more loosey-goosey about morality in the summer and winter. But with the change of seasons, they regress a little bit to, or you might call it progress, because, you know, attaching a value to morality, they change in their moral assessments with the seasons, especially in fall and spring. And they say that one explanation for seasonal swings could be anxiety. They say that anxiety levels peak in spring and fall, as I suggested. Other studies have shown that people who feel more vulnerable to seasonal illnesses, yeah, I mean, hey, that's another thing. It's, you know, COVID, right? Well, COVID anxiety is receding, but we still have colds and flus and, you know, cold weather and people staying more inside and holiday gatherings. Make people feel more vulnerable to seasonal illnesses. As a result, they become more distrustful, more xenophobic, right? You know, they see like, oh, my goodness, look, these people are strange foreigners invading my country. They're also more likely to conform to majority opinion. Okay, well, you know, from a political standpoint, you know, who in this political campaign represents majority opinion? Kamala Harris, the incumbent, or Donald Trump, who represents perhaps more traditional values. So they say when you're threatened, you then want to get protection from your in-group. And the conclusion is that these findings suggest seasonal timing could affect jury decisions, vaccination campaigns, and even election outcomes, the study authors say. So we're going to see, you know, how seasonal changes impacts the election. If you're feeling threatened, fearful, apprehensive, which way you're going to head to the voting booth. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. I may have shared with you that recently I attended a class reunion, the 55th for my high school class of 69, and I periodically go out to California to join in the reunions at 5 or 10 year intervals, and I see the same individuals coming to these things. And it's interesting because sometimes people look the same consistently for a while, and then all of a sudden there's an aging spurt. And this is something that I've noticed with some of my classmates. One gal in particular, she looked radically different than just 5 years ago. So is this really a thing? And, you know, I got to say, for myself, you know, I feel really good. You know, I'm very fortunate to feel, you know, energetic and well at 72, recently turned 72 this month. But things have changed. For example, my tolerance for alcohol. I used to be able to, you know, go to a bar or pub, especially when I was living in Europe, and drink a lot of beer, and then go to work early the next day. And, you know, I was a little the worse for wear, maybe a little bit hungover, but I was functional. I no longer can do that. My capacity for alcohol is much reduced. I can still drink, but, you know, I actually don't like the feeling after I've had more than one drink. And so I've reduced my intake. My response to sleep deprivation, oh, my goodness, these nights, these all-nighters that I did while in my medical training, that was crazy. I would get, like, you know, maybe an hour or two or three of sleep and then work through the entire day next day. Inconceivable how that could happen. Even if I'm short an hour or two of sleep, I feel the consequences. And also, my response to jet lag, that is a real tell, because I used to be able to fly to Europe, get off a plane, you know, run around the full day, and then go to bed and, you know, fit into the new time zone. No, I got to really adapt, and it takes me a couple of days before I feel normal. So this is a report in Scientific American based on a study in Nature Aging. They looked at 135,000 different factors reflective of activity in cells and tissues in 108 healthy volunteers, 25 to 75. And you might think, well, there's a consistent, you know, like it's a, you get older and there's just that consistent downward path, right? Eventually to the point where you're, you know, kind of running on fumes before you leave this veil of tears. But no, it turns out that consistently there was a peak of aging factors related to metabolism and various proteins and inflammatory compounds and the microbiome and the synthesis of RNA, which is important for cellular repair. Look at all those things. Particularly around ages 44 and 65, okay? Compared with younger participants, people in their 40s and 60s displayed biological differences that appear to be linked to muscle weakness and loss, decline in heart health, and inefficient caffeine metabolism. That's another thing. It's like, how much caffeine can you guzzle? People in their 60s had lower levels of various immune system molecules. That's sometimes referred to as immunosenescence. But it doesn't occur for most individuals just gradually and steadily. There really is such a thing as aging spurts, you know, just like growth spurts. I mean, think of the changes that occur in small children from the age of, say, 5 to the age of 10. It's incredible. And then, of course, with puberty, huge change. For women, there's menopause, which is a thing, but in this study, menopause alone could not explain the trends in the study because both male and female participants appeared to show the same degree of age-related differences at both age 44 and age 60. Those are the critical ages. So, you know, the implications are, you know, we got to check people out at those critical ages because that may be a time when health problems emerge. But it explains why aging is not a steady continuum and there may be fits and starts. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? Well, it's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. And lately, I've begun to appreciate its importance, so I've incorporated it in my daily shake. It supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles, which fortunately I'm endowed with. I've always supported the use of collagen for my patients, and I'm gratified to see that collagen has been named by Consumer Reports as a winning dietary supplement. The collagen that I use and recommend is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. It tastes great. It mixes easily in my shake. It doesn't have a cloying aftertaste. It combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. And studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain, which is my primary reason for taking collagen. So if you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call 888-592-9909. 888-592-9909. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, wow, they've got a BOGO offer going this month. Buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. Boy, they really want you to try it. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein. Lavender essence. This morning, I feel kind of beat. You know, I'm a little bit despondent after the terrible loss of my New York Yankees last night. After leading the game, they blew their lead and then went on to lose. So I lost some sleep last night. I woke up tired and uneasy. And I tried to work out, but I was a little sore and achy. So I kind of had a very light stretch routine and then decided to take an Epsom salt bath with lavender, which made me feel better and helped to relax me because I feel a little anxious. Also, this election's going on, and the charges are going back and forth, and we're in suspense about which political party is going to wrest control of the government. So this study, effect of lavender essence inhalation on the level of anxiety and blood cortisol in candidates for open heart surgery. I mean, that's stressful, right? So my stress pales in comparison to the stress of somebody who's on the launch pad for open heart surgery. My Epsom salt is infused with lavender. And in this study, they looked at 90 folks getting ready for open heart surgery. They found that the lavender created a significant reduction in mean anxiety scores, as well as reducing levels of cortisol, which is a stress hormone. So the results showed the positive effect of lavender essence on anxiety and blood cortisol levels. So, aromatherapy, it really is a thing. Lavender essence can make a difference along with other essential oils for diffusing or adding to a bath if you want to relax. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's MyBrightCorps.com/Hoffman for Revive Mobile.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump spoke at a rally in Pennsylvania Sunday.
With your vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of massive numbers of criminals coming into our country. Thank you very much, Kamala and Joe. And I will bring back the American dream, and we'll bring it back stronger than ever before.
Nearly $1 billion has been spent on political ads in the last week. Data from ad tracking firm Ad Impact shows $994 million was spent on political advertising during the seven-day span alone. Various groups are expected to spend another $300 million in ads between now and Election Day. Presidential candidates have spent a combined $272 million on ads. Rough weather Saturday night in central Oklahoma.
There are signs of houses ruined and reports of people injured in the Oklahoma City area. Authorities say a tornado and severe thunderstorm struck the Oklahoma City area during the early morning hours, causing injuries and scattered damage. Police say half a dozen people were taken to hospitals. Aerial surveys show homes battered with roofs torn off, trees down, and cars flipped over. There are thousands without electricity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Firefighters in Massachusetts continue battling stubborn brush fires across the state, with officials urging residents to take precautions to help avoid sparking new fires. Hundreds of acres in the greater Boston area have already burned in the past week, with new fires cropping up in the western and central portion of the state. A crowd of enraged flood survivors pelted the Spanish royal couple with mud and rocks during their first visit to the epicenter of the nation's deadliest natural disaster in recent memory. Officials rushed Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez from the scene soon after he arrived. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not an offer.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good, and it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been referred for criminal prosecution. More on this from reporter Bernie Bennett.
New York's former Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo has officially been referred for criminal prosecution after lengthy congressional investigation into his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and his decision to force nursing homes to take in sick patients, resulting in thousands of deaths. Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic Chairman Brad Wenstrup released a statement about the referral, which was submitted to the Department of Justice. He writes, quote, Andrew Cuomo has repeatedly lied to Congress, and he must be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. In the criminal referral, lawmakers argue that Cuomo made, quote, a conscious, calculated effort to insulate himself from accountability. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More than 72 million early ballots have been cast in the presidential election. The total reflects both mail-in and in-person voting in states nationwide. Political analysts say early voting could prove decisive, with the number of ballots cast by new voters this year setting records in many states. News and analysis at townhall.com. Monkeypox in the Congo.
Mpox cases in Congo appear to be stabilizing, according to health officials. It may be a possible sign that the main epidemic, for which the World Health Organization made a global emergency declaration in August, might be on the decline. In recent weeks, Congo has reported about 200 to 300 lab-confirmed Mpox cases every week, according to the WHO. That's down from nearly 400 cases a week in July. The decline is also apparent in Kamituga, the mining city in the eastern part of Congo, where the new, more infectious variant of Mpox first emerged. I'm Karen Chemas.
A lawsuit against Pepsi by New York Attorney General Letitia James is dismissed. The Supreme Court judge said James did not provide substantial evidence that the company's plastic was a public problem. In the ruling, the judge said that disciplining Pepsi for the public's failure to follow littering laws is not the job of the judicial system. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Podcast.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open in the 19th century American West. And then we kick off our latest Yours Truly Johnny Dollar five-part storyline. Before we launch the confidential matter, let's ride into Dodge City and the episode Robber Bridegroom. From May 14th of 1955.
Gunsmoke. Around Dodge City and in the territory on west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal, the first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Where are you headed for, Matt?
Just I left a note saying he was at the Ala Fraganza. I thought I'd go over and watch him squander his money for a while.
Well, now, I'll just go with you. That bartender's owed me $5 for a month.
Yeah? Why don't you hire a bill collector, Doc?
Then I'd have to spend my time trying to run him down.
You know, you ought to make people pay in advance.
The condition most of my customers arrive in, they'd bleed to death while I was making change.
Well, a lot of them do anyway.
Yeah. Oh, they do, huh? Well, that's not my fault. If a man's going to get himself all torn apart, fighting and brawling, you can't expect me to patch him up every time. You know, Matt, there's men in this town whose lives I've saved two or three times.
I can probably name them, Doc.
Oh, there's Chester. Oh, he's sitting over there with some stranger.
Why don't you get your money from the bartender and then join us, huh?
Yeah, and then the bartender'd have it back in a half an hour.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, I'll see you later, Matt.
Okay, Doc.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Dillon.
Hello, Chester.
This here is Mr. Reeves.
Mr. Reeves?
Franklin J. Reeves. How do you do, Marshal? Buy you a drink?
No, thanks. I don't think so. Yeah, where are you from, Mr. Reeves?
Mr. Reeves come in on the stage from Denver last week.
Oh, you live in Denver?
Oh, good heavens, no. New York, Marshal.
See, he came out west a couple of months ago to invest some money in land and cattle and the like. Mr. Reeves is awful rich.
Well, I might be if Mother Nature holds out, Chester.
His girl's come in on stage today.
Oh, is that so?
It's his fiancée, he calls her. He met her in Denver.
Ah, you have been busy, haven't you, Chester?
Oh, you don't know the half of it. He had to come ahead on business, you see. They're fixing to get married in St. Louis.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Marshal, is the stage always this late?
He's worried, Mr. Dillon, what with his girl on stage and all.
It'll be along, Mr. Reed.
I didn't tell him what we know about what else is on that stage.
What?
It's nothing important.
No, it ain't your money, Miss Reeves. But maybe that's why the stage is late, all the same.
What are you talking about, Chester?
They're carrying $50,000 in gold, that's what.
Well?
Well, if somebody wanted that gold, they'd have to stop the stage long enough to get it unloaded, wouldn't they?
Bandits? You mean bandits?
It'll get here, all right, Mr. Reeves. It's usually a little late.
But it might have been held up. There might have been a shooting.
Ah, that's just Chester's talking.
Hey, wait a minute. Listen.
Ah, there it is now. Now, come on. The stage office is right next door.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be here if anything had happened.
Oh, it always gets here, sooner or later.
This is certainly the last time I'll let Laura travel alone.
There it is. Everything's fine.
Marshal! Marshal, come here!
Who's that?
That's Jim Buck. He's the driver.
Now, I'll go see what he wants.
Marshal?
What is it, Jim?
You got held up, Marshal.
What?
Lost 50,000 in gold and...
Where'd it happen?
I didn't withdraw, but...
Anybody shot?
Wasn't a shot fired.
Laura!
But, Marshal...
Where's Laura? Driver, where's the girl who was on this stage? What's happened to her?
I was trying to tell the Marshal. He took the gold and he took the girl, too.
That's impossible.
Well, that's what happened, mister. He held a shotgun on us and there was nothing we could do.
I don't believe it.
Now, take it easy, Mr. Reeves. We'll find him. Do you recognize him, Jim?
All I can tell you is he had two horses, and they was both sorrels.
By heaven, Marshal, you'd better get Laura back here at once, or you'll never work for the government or anybody else again.
What?
You heard what I said.
Chester, go get our horses. I'll pick up a couple of rifles.
Yes, sir. Aren't you going to form a posse?
No. There'd be too much shooting around the girl.
Well, you'd better have her here by nightfall, Marshal.
Mr. Reeves... Would you like to come with us?
No. No, I'll handle matters at this end.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Blood-red sun was dropping over the edge of the prairie when Chester and I reached Cottonwood Draw and picked up their trail. We rode hard till night fell. Then we had to stop and wait for daylight. But with the morning, we drew a heavy rain that washed out every track. And although we scouted a big piece of the country the next couple of days, it was hopeless. And finally, we headed back to Dodge, empty-handed. When we got there, I went over to the Long Branch to see if there was any news.
Welcome back, Matt.
Well, how are you, Kitty?
Sit down.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh.
You've been riding?
I sure have.
No luck, huh?
Yeah, it's a big prairie, Kitty.
Well, nobody can blame you, Matt.
Yeah, Reeves will blame me. Not that I care much.
Reeves is no good, Matt.
Well, I suppose it's pretty hard on him, his fiancée and all.
I'll tell you why he's no good.
Oh?
He's been drunk most of the time you're away, and he was bragging to one of the girls last night.
Bragging?
Yeah.
About what?
Well, it has to do with his girl, Laura. Seems her father got into a business deal with Reeves up in Denver. And Reeves got him tied up good somehow and then threatened to ruin him.
Oh? Oh, what happened?
He didn't ruin him. He took Laura instead.
Oh. Well, maybe she likes him, Kitty.
You think a girl's likely to be in love with a man who got her like that?
No, I guess you're right. Not much to bring her back to, is it?
First, Reeves steals her, and then some outlaw steals her. That girl could learn to hate men.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
No, there's nothing I can do right now, Kitty. Just have to wait and see what turns up. I waited. I waited a week. Reeves was drunk the whole time, telling everybody how he was going to fix me up good, but not doing much about it except to stay out of my way. Things were quiet otherwise, and Chester and I spent most of the time in the office.
Well, he sure did fool me, Mr. Dillon.
What do you mean, Reeves?
He seemed like such a nice fellow, and so rich.
Yeah, he's rich, all right.
But poor in spirit.
Chester.
Hmm?
Have you been going to church again?
Yes, sir. Last Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I remember. It rained.
Well, now, I like church, Mr. Dillon, but I hate to get all dressed up. Seems like it. Well, hello, Jim.
Hello, Chester. Marshall.
How's the stage business, Jim?
Well, we ain't been held up lately.
Oh, that's something.
But the reason I come to see you, Marshall, is that I run into a fella back at the Rock Creek Station this morning. Rode in there from the south and mentioned he'd seen a man and a woman on the way.
Oh?
They rode off as soon as they saw him, so he didn't get very close. But I asked him about it, and he was pretty sure their horses was the same color.
Sorrel?
That's what he said. I want to go with you, Marshal.
What?
Well, he told me where he saw them. I know right where it is. Besides, that woman's out there against her will.
Well, sure, but it's not your job, Jim.
Well, I was driving the stage you took her off of, Marshal. Been on my mind something terrible.
Ah. All right. Chester, you keep an eye on things here, huh? We'll be back in a few days, if we have any luck at all. The next morning, Jim Buck and I cut their trail some 50 miles south of Dodge. We followed it for a way, and then it turned northeast, back in the general direction of Dodge. It was a hot, still day, and on the horizon there were occasional flashes of heat lightning. Then in the distance we saw the long, low cloud of yellow dust that meant cattle, a Texas herd trailing north. The outlaws' tracks led straight into it, and we soon pulled up beside a string of longhorns that stretched several miles each way.
We'll have to find a leg and cut through them, Marshal.
Yeah.
Hold up! Hold up there!
What's he yelling about?
I don't know.
You ain't aiming to cross that herd, are you?
You see anything of a man and a woman around here, mister?
I ain't seen nothing but cattle and cowboys for 6 weeks.
Well, we're standing on their trail. It leads right into your herd.
I can't help that. Them cattle have been dry since yesterday morning. That Kansas heat lightning ain't exactly soothing to him. Nobody's riding through there.
Look, mister, I'm a U.S. Marshal, and your herd's crossed the trail of an outlaw. Now, we've got to cut through here.
No, you don't. You're going to have to wait right around the drag back there. It's only a mile or so.
That outlaw's got a kidnapped woman with him, mister.
He has? Well, I can't help that. I'm boss of this outfit, and I got 3,000 head of cattle here. They're too nervy now. Look at them.
Yeah, they're moving pretty fast, all right.
Too fast. And I sure can't risk you touching them off by riding through them.
Yeah, I know. But I hate to lose the time.
You got more time than I got cattle, Marshal.
Well, I don't know about that, but I want chance to stampede. All right, come on, Jim. I'll ride around the drag.
Okay, Marshal.
Let's see you in Dodge, mister.
The elephant gang is still running?
Yeah, it is. And mostly on Texas money.
Adios.
Come on, Jim. We rode down along the herd and then back up the other side. And finally found the trail again and followed it till dark. Next morning, we saw that the outlaw was still headed straight for Dodge. And all we could figure was that he must be new to the country and was just plain lost. By noon, we were inside of town. And soon after, we rode up Front Street and got down at the jail. Chester saw us and came running out.
Mr. Dillon, we got him. They rode right in here early this morning.
What? He give himself up?
Yes, sir. I got him locked up, and the money's over at the bank.
How's the girl, Chester?
Oh, she's fine, Jim. A little tired, but fine.
Oh, that's good. What's his story? Who is he?
Says his name's Jack Fitch, and that's all he'll say. I swear I give up on him, Mr. Dillon. Maybe you can get something out of
him. All right, I'll talk to him. And I want to see this Laura. Where is she?
She's over at the Dodge house with Reeves. He made her go, but she sure didn't want to.
Well, I'll talk to them later.
Yes, sir.
Jack Fitch, huh? You're new around here, aren't you?
You got anything to say, Marshal, say it right out.
All right. Why'd you give yourself up?
Why do you care? You got the money back and...
And what?
Nothing. Marshal, I'm ready to serve my time. But I don't have to talk. Not for you, not for nobody else.
Okay, Fitch, have it your own way.
Marshal?
Yeah.
I don't suppose you'd let me out of here long enough to kill Reeves, would you?
Laura told you about him, huh?
I wouldn't mind hanging. It'd be worth it.
What makes you think what you did's any better?
Oh, you wouldn't understand. Look. Do what you can for her, will you?
Anything else you want to tell me, Fitch?
No, that's all.
We're right in the middle of an episode of Gunsmoke. Stay tuned for more after this.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank,
you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday as we welcome Enjoy the Magazine and find out the latest of what's happening in the North State. Also joining us is the representatives from the Veterans Day Parade that's going to happen the 9th of November in the city of Shasta Lake. Find out how many entries and who's going to be there. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And now back to Gunsmoke with William Conrad on When Radio Was.
Matt Dillon.
Some other time, Marshal.
Open this door before I kick it open, Reeves.
What do you want?
Nothing from you. Laura, I'm Marshal Dillon.
How do you do?
I'm sorry to bother you this way.
That's all right.
It's about Jack Fitch.
You want my help to put him in prison, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
He gave himself up. He returned the money and me.
Yeah, sure, but I'm going to need your testimony in court.
Forget it, Marshal. It's all over. We're leaving Dodge on the next train.
No.
Don't tell me no. I said we're leaving.
Reeves.
What?
Why don't you get out of here?
Get out of here?
You heard me. Now outside.
Now look here, Marshal.
Then I'll throw you off. Look, Laura.
Yes?
Will it help if I tell you that I know about you and Reeves? About why you're going to marry him?
I hate him.
Why did Jack Fitch give himself up?
He gave himself up because we decided we didn't want to be hunted down the rest of our lives.
Well, that sounds like you were in on it with him.
I never saw Jack Fitch before he held up that stage.
No? No. Then I don't understand.
It's very simple, Marshal. I love him.
What?
I love Jack Fitch.
An outlaw who kidnapped you? I don't believe it.
Don't you?
No.
Well, it's true. Marshal, Jack doesn't know why he took me with him. All he can figure is that he saw something he wanted and he took it.
It's still kidnapping.
Jack's been wild and he's done wrong, but he isn't evil.
Like Reeves.
Jack's going to straighten out with my help. He's already started.
Look, Laura, Maybe you're right. Maybe you'd be better off with Jack Fitch. But I'm a lawman, and I gotta hold him under arrest and get him up for trial. Now, what you do is your business.
I'm afraid, Marshal. You don't know Frank Reeves. He'll kill me. He already said he would, and he means it.
Unless you go on to St. Louis with him and marry him, huh?
Yes. Now, please, Marshal, you gotta help me.
Well, I may be making a mistake, but you come on with me.
Where?
You'll see.
All right.
Out of the way, Reeves.
Where are you going? Where are you taking Laura?
To jail.
What for?
She's under arrest.
I never heard of such a thing. I won't stand for this. Laura, you go back in that room. Go on.
Let go of me. Frank, let go of me. Frank.
Reeves.
All right, just step over him, Laura. Let's go.
Dillon?
Yeah, what is it, Chester?
I just been over to the Alfraganza.
So?
It's that cussed Reeves. He's buying liquor for everybody and making a lot of talk. There's about 20 men with him now.
Oh, what's he up to?
Oh, he's got that crowd with him because they don't like the idea of you putting a woman in jail. They're getting all worked up about it, and Reeves about got them ready to come over here and bust her out. You better do something about it.
Well, I could stand them off. I think I got a much better idea.
What?
Those horses still out back?
Yeah, sure. I was going to put them away later.
I'll leave them. And you get back to the Alafraganza and stall those men as long as you can. Without getting killed.
Yes, sir, I'll do it.
Well, go on.
Yes, sir, I'm going as fast as I can.
All right, come on out, Fitch.
What's this, Marshal?
I'm turning you loose.
Turning him loose?
That's right, Laura. Reeves is about to come over here with a mob to get you out of jail. And I'm sure he's going to see that Fitch is killed while they're doing it.
Can't you stop them?
Oh, why should he try to stop them? This way I go free.
Jack, you're forgetting everything we talked about.
No. No, no, I ain't, Laura. But if I don't have to stand trial, we got nothing to worry about.
You don't understand, Fitch.
Don't understand what?
I'm turning you loose now to save your life, but you'll still be wanted. You'll have to stand trial someday. As soon as you give yourself up again, or as soon as somebody catches you.
Oh.
I was going to take you up to Hayes City for trial. I was going to take Laura there, too, as a witness.
I told you I'd refuse to testify, Marshal.
Well, the court can't make you, but they can hold you in contempt.
All right, then I'll lie.
That's worse. That's perjury.
I thought you were going to help me, Marshal.
I can't help you, Laura.
Hey, wait. I've been thinking. Marshal, they got a preacher in Hayes City?
Well, they had the last time I was there, yeah. Oh.
No. No, it wouldn't work.
What wouldn't?
Well, I was thinking if you let Laura go with me, why, we could get married before I turned myself in. Then she wouldn't have to testify. But...
Jack?
No, no, Laura, I can't do that. It looked like I was only trying to keep out of jail. And that ain't true. I want to marry you.
Do you really, Jack?
I've told you 100 times.
Well, then what difference does it make when we get married? You men can be so stupid. Of course, that's the way we'll do it.
Well, I guess that settles it, Fitch. All right, come on, Laura. And you better hurry.
This is what you had in mind all the time, isn't it, Marshal?
I'm a lawman, Laura, not a matchmaker.
Seems to me you do both pretty well.
Fitch,
yeah?
There are 2 horses out back. Now get going.
Will we see you later on, Marshal, in Hayes?
If you get there, yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah. I kind of think you will.
Thank you.
produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Lawrence Dobkin, Harry Bartell, Frank Gerstle, Gene Bates, and Clayton Post. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNair is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
Bridegroom from May 14, 1955. Next on When Radio Was, we launch another Bob Bailey-led Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. The confidential matter finds Johnny investigating the circumstances of the death of one of his longtime friends. And it begins right after this.
In the 1950s and 60s, radio's Gunsmoke brought listeners gripping stories about people who came to Kansas to leave the past behind. And those who came to Kansas because they couldn't leave the past behind.
Asa Ledbetter. He's in Dodge.
Asa Ledbetter? Is he an outlaw?
No, sir. But I seen him at the Long Branch, and there's only one thing he's here for, Mr. Dillon.
Well, what?
To kill me.
Today, listeners can still go to Dodge with 20 episodes of Danger, Grit, and Gunfire in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke Snakebite.
Let's talk about Chester. Does he really think Asa Ledbetter's after him?
Well, that's what he says.
Not like Chester to make up a thing like that.
No.
Matt?
You stay here.
No, I'm going with you.
William Conrad stars as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon, with Georgia Ellis as Kitty, Parley Bear as Chester, and Howard McNear as Doc.
Matt?
Yeah, what is it, though?
Come over here at the window.
What? What's going on?
Look, down there in the street.
That's Asa Ledbetter.
And Chester's standing there about to shoot him.
For a limited time, Gunsmoke Snakebite is available for 50% off the regular price. Order yours today for only $19.98 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77.
All right, where's Chester at?
I don't know where he is, Ledbetter.
You're lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Get Gunsmoke Snakebite at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77 to get 50% off.
Get out of that doorway, Marshal.
No.
I'll shoot you if you don't.
You'll shoot Chester if I do.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. Your home security. If you want to keep tabs on what's happening in and around your property, the Tapo C425 kit is a solar-powered, weatherproof 2K security camera kit with AI detection and color night vision. Jens Hennings from TP-Link has more.
That one is completely wire-free and comes not only with an internal battery that lasts many months at a time, it also comes with a solar panel so that you can continually recharge and basically just set it up and you never have to touch it again. That is a fantastic solution for outdoors if you want to mount it in your backyard, on a tree, on a fence post, on the side of the house.
Get protected with the Tapo C425 kit at tp-link.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, in the beginning of another five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. Joining lead Bob Bailey in the coming weeks as this one plays out will be the following folks: Russell Forson, Virginia Gregg, Jack Edwards, Stacey Harris, Shirley Mitchell, Harry Bartell, and Vic Perrin. The announcer is Hugh Brundage, not the usual Roy Rowan. And this first installment is from September 10th, 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Mort Parkinson, Johnny, Eternity Mutual.
Oh, how are you, Mort?
I couldn't feel much worse.
It's the olives that do it, not the martinis.
I wish it were that simple. Can you come over to my office right away, Johnny?
Well, I guess so, if...
I don't often pull that confidential business, but I really would hesitate to go into this one on the phone.
Pretty rough, huh?
I'm afraid you're going to find it even worse than that. It's about Ed Morgan, Johnny.
Ed Morgan?
I'm sorry. I know he was a good friend of yours.
Well, he's one of the best I ever had. Ed was a great guy. It's too bad he had to die that way.
Johnny, it's too bad he didn't die a year sooner.
What?
You'd better come on over to the office.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the home office, Eternity Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the confidential matter. Item 1, $2.85. Taxi from my apartment to the Eternity Building in the 7th floor office of Mort Parkinson, Vice President and General Manager. It was a room I well remembered, with its black walnut paneling and deep leather chairs. I'd worked on a lot of cases with Mort, and with the late Ed Morgan, too. And it sounded now as though Ed, my good friend from a long time back, was about to become a case himself.
Come in, Johnny. Pull up a chair.
Thanks, Mort. Well, that was quite a phone call.
It's quite a situation.
Yeah, I gathered that.
Oh, I just can't talk sitting down. Old habit, I guess. Remember when we used to be over in the old Johnstone building before we built this new one? We had those old-fashioned stand-up desks. It was when old man Clement was still alive.
And before I was.
Hmm? Oh, yes. I keep forgetting about you newcomers.
Meaning everybody who's come into the game within the last 40 years.
I suppose I am one of the original settlers. And set in my ways, too.
Yeah, well, what about
you? I sure hated to see those desks go. You could stand in front of them, lean an elbow on them, make out a report or a speech.
Mort, you're trying too hard to avoid it.
Avoid what?
You didn't call me over here just to reminisce about the old days.
In a way, maybe I did.
You know, it's funny. I always thought you liked Ed Morgan.
But I did.
And why did you say it's too bad he didn't die a year sooner?
Because I liked him. Except like is too weak a word, actually. I thought as much of Ed as I would have of my own son if I'd had one. Why, I'm the one who hired him in the first place. Remember, Johnny?
Yeah, I remember.
And I took a personal interest in his career. Watched him work his way up. Till finally he was appointed Chief Adjuster for the West Coast, head of our San Francisco claims office. That was darn good for a man as young as he was. And I was proud of him, Johnny.
Yeah, I know. I know you were.
He was a hard worker. Honest, dependable. And he had a good, sound future ahead of him. And then, just like that.
Accidents are usually just like that.
A foggy night, sharp curve, and he drove his car off a cliff into the Pacific Ocean. And that was that. Tragedy. Fini, the end.
Only it apparently wasn't the end, or you wouldn't have called me over here.
No, it wasn't, Johnny. I wish it had been.
Meaning?
You'd better brace yourself. Within 2 weeks after Ed Morgan's death, we started getting complaints from some of our clients.
What do you mean, complaints?
Oh, demands for adjustment on claims Ed had reported paid weeks before, requests for past due settlements, and so on.
Mort, I don't get it.
Neither did I. So I sent a company accountant out to San Francisco on the QT and put him to work on the claims files. And we found out, Johnny.
You found out what?
That Ed's accounts had been doctored for some time.
What?
Johnny. In the months before he was killed, he'd embezzled nearly $80,000.
Ed Morgan?
Ed Morgan.
I don't believe it.
He did it. Might as well accept the fact.
Anybody else, yes, anybody else. But not Ed. For one thing, money didn't mean that much to him.
I know. We were always joshing him about living like an old hermit instead of a young bachelor.
Well, then why would he do it, steal $80,000 after all these years of being honest? What would he want that would cost that much money?
That's exactly what I wish you'd find out.
Now, wait a second, Mort. Wait a second. This is one I don't want any part of.
Neither do I. But I'm afraid I'm stuck with it. And you are, too, in a way.
Why?
Because Ed was your friend. Here's a flight ticket and reservation to San Francisco. Plane leaves in 2 hours.
No. I'd rather pass it, Mort.
Well, so would I. But we can't. Neither of us. There are too many questions left. And they've got to be answered.
Not by me.
$80,000 of the company's money is missing. I can't just write it off and forget it. It has to be accounted for.
There are other investigators, Mort.
And another thing that's just as important, to me at least, is to find out why he did it. It's a failure in human dynamics. A man like Ed, a man everybody respected and trusted, and he goes wrong. Why?
Get somebody else to find out.
I'd be pretty grateful if you'd do it, Johnny.
Mort, I just don't want any part of it.
I know how you feel. It's quite a shock to find out he was a crook. It's like somebody pulling the rug out from under you. So now you want to forget all about him. Leave him safely dead and buried.
Dead, Mort, but not buried. If you remember, they recovered the car, but not his body. It's still somewhere beneath the Pacific.
All right, then. Look at it from an efficiency standpoint, if nothing else. To any other investigator, Ed Morgan would be just a name, an unknown quantity. But you knew him.
I thought I did.
Regardless of what he did, Johnny, I just hate to think of a stranger pawing into his past. Maybe I still think back to the old times in the old country when the family buried their own dead.
I know.
And sometimes, Johnny, a friend has to go all the way. Even when the other person is goofed. Isn't that what the younger generation calls it?
I'm not the younger generation, Mort. Right now, I'm older than Confucius.
I'd sure appreciate it, Johnny. And after all, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it. And like you said, Ed was my friend. All right, Mort, let's have the tickets.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on When Radio Was.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Item 2, $14.35. Tips, taxi, and incidentals in Hartford and same in San Francisco. Plane trip between points paid from expense account of company manager and not included herewith. I went straight from the airport to Ed's last address when he was still alive, an apartment house in the Knob Hill section called the Drakeley Arms. And there's where I got my first surprise. Ed had always been the two-room bachelor walk-up type. But the Drakeley Arms consisted of equal parts of glitter, glass, swank, and price, including a uniformed doorman, a small private bar off the lobby, and an assistant manager with a gardenia on his lapel. Oh, he was a rare one, that manager. And it was a real gardenia.
I am, of course, most desirous of assisting you in every way possible, Mr. What did you say your name was?
Dollar. D-O-L-L.
I can spell dollar.
I'll bet you can.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, it's quite all right.
I didn't mean...
You didn't mean to be offensive, I understand. Now, about the former occupant of Suite 14.
Mr. Dollar, I'm terribly afraid...
Oh, please don't be.
I mean, there is simply very little I can tell you about the late Mr. Morgan.
A matter of discretion? Is that it?
Discretion?
A policy of the house? Something of that sort?
Well, we do, of course, try to protect the privacy of our residents. I'm sure you understand.
Even to the extent of turning down $20?
Well...
A crisp one, isn't it?
Under the circumstances...
Nice likeness of Andrew Jackson, isn't it?
Thank you, sir. Gratuities of this nature are always so helpful in smoothing the rough pathway of human relations. Don't you think so, Mr. Dollar?
Definitely. It's already helping you remember my name.
Well, money is a mental stimulant, isn't it?
Don't call it money. Just think of it as item 3.
I beg your pardon. Item...
That's quite all right.
I meant...
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a habit I seem to be picking up. Now, has your memory been stimulated any in regard to Ed Morgan?
Oh, yes, the late Mr. Morgan. Pardon me, Mr. Dollar.
Yes? Oh, yes, Countess Moggy. Yes, I'll be delighted to send the boy up for 2 quarts of suds.
Suds?
Would a nice dry Bavarian ale be... Yes, Countess, just plain beer. Yes, Countess, right away. Frightful old lady. Mixes it with creme de menthe, you know. Now, where were we, Mr. Dollar?
We weren't, not yet.
Oh, yes, the late Mr. Morgan. Well, he'd been our guest, you understand, for about 6 months at the time of his tragic accident.
What was he paying for his suite of rooms?
Oh, well, ordinarily, we don't release information of
that. Forget it. This is not ordinary. How much?
$1,200 a month.
I see.
Oh, he was a true gentleman, if I may say so. A bon vivant. And on the crassly materialistic side, if you'll forgive me, sir, a very free spender.
Sorry, 20's the limit.
Mr. Dollar, I was not trying to coerce your generosity by, well...
Putting on another bite?
Precisely.
All right. So Ed was bedded down in a Mink Line stall and was throwing money around like water. What else? Who came to see him? What sort of visitors did he have?
Well, none at all that I can recall.
None at all? He leased that overpriced cubicle and then just sat in it?
Well...
What about friends here in the building?
Oh, most of our guests might be termed individually exclusive, even eccentric in some cases. Except, of course, Mrs. Barrett.
Mrs. Barrett?
Yes. One of the loveliest guests we've ever had the pleasure of... Excuse me, Mr. Dollar.
Yes. Yes, Countess Margie, the boy is on his way. I know, but he has to go clear down to the corner. Yes. Well, please tell little Pim Pam that I'm so sorry.
A dog drinks that stuff, too. Now, where were we?
About this Mrs. Barrett you mentioned.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, she and Mr. Morgan were inseparable, you understand. They were together constantly.
And Mr. Barrett?
Oh, there wasn't any. Well, not recently, I mean. Deceased. You know, dead.
Yeah, when?
Early this year, as I recall. I didn't know him, of course. Mrs. Barrett moved in here shortly after his death. Not until then.
And Ed Morgan, when did he move in?
About 6 weeks later.
Oh, he met her here then?
Oh, no. No, they were already acquainted. Well acquainted.
I see.
In fact, I believe that Mr. Morgan and the young and very lovely widow met at the time of her husband's death. A matter of settling the estate or something of that sort.
It would figure all right.
I don't remember exactly why I thought so, but I do recall having an impression at the time that he moved in here only because of her. And as I say, they were together constantly right from the first.
That's all very interesting. I wonder if I could have a talk with this, Mrs. Barrett.
That would be utterly impossible, I'm afraid.
Now, look, if you think you can
I simply
pry...
mean she isn't here.
Isn't here?
She's been gone for 10 days now.
Where'd she go?
I really haven't the slightest idea, Mr. Dollar.
Well, if she moved out, she must have left a forwarding address of some kind.
Well, she didn't move out. She still has her apartment here. She'll be back eventually, I imagine.
But at the moment,
I haven't heard a word from her since she left. Oh, poor dear. You know, one can understand why she'd want to get away for a while. Such a tragic coincidence, having two deaths of exactly the same... Oh, confound that woman.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by tragic coincidence?
Hmm? Oh, well, as I understand it, Mrs. Barrett's husband also died in some sort of accident.
Yes, Countess.
Now, here is our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, the trail back into a man's past is a faint and twisting one. And at times it runs through quicksand. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Hugh Brundage speaking.
Part one of the confidential matter, a Johnny Dollar storyline that originally played out in September 1956. We'll have the second installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and instead of usual announcer Roy Rowland, that one featured Hugh Brundage. My question's about him. Do you recall the name of the mid-1940s CBS series that Brundage announced for? It adapted motion pictures for radio. I'll provide the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com brings you the essential collection of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra, a 3-CD collection of your favorite classical music and pop tunes. This Boston Pops collection features timeless classics from composers such as Peter Tchaikovsky, Johann Strauss, Oscar Hammerstein, George Gershwin, and many more. Enjoy popular instrumental hits such as Moonglow and Theme from Picnic, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Laura, The Merry Widow Waltz, and so many more. All for the amazingly low price of $19.98. Order Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra Essential Collection today at MusicRewind.com. Or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98 and get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code BOSTON77. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. This 3-CD set of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra can be yours today. Remember promo code BOSTON77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's Boston77 at 800-206-5002. Or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before the break, we're talking about Hugh Brundage. In the mid-1940s, he announced for a series that adapted motion pictures for radio. It was the Academy Award Theater. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but remember to stop by the website, which is winradiowaz.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.